is Drive Time. Brian Sexton, John O'Shogan, Ashlyn Sullivan. Jaguars Drive Time starts right now.
I actually haven't had a camp like this going into it since, I guess, my senior year of high school. So it's awesome. You know, kind of just being with the guys and trying to figure out how we, you know, what we want to be as a team, because we get to define that right now. There's a group of guys on this team, group of leaders that have a very real opportunity to change culture here, to develop a winning culture. And I think it's already starting.
Our first look at Gardner Minshew on the field ever since the last game of the regular season last year. Finally on the field, seeing guys in helmets working as of yesterday. Welcome into Jaguars Drive Time, our new at-home setups. This is what Drive Time will look at like the entire season. So bear with us as we're trying to figure everything out due to COVID. As we welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier. Finally got to see them on the practice field yesterday. And guys, it's crazy to think that ever since his high school year, this is the first time that Gardner is going into camp knowing, hey, I'm the guy, I can relax about that and just play football.
Well, he's always had to earn it. And I looked it up yesterday after he said that. He was at East Carolina 2 years, but didn't actually go into his second year at ECU as the starter. He shared time, which has sort of been the story of his career. But Brian, I get the idea with this guy. He's going to take the leadership role. He's comfortable with it. You saw him on the practice field yesterday. He was clearly the leader, and I think that was conscious, but he's also good at it. But I don't think he's going to go into it thinking, hey, I'm the guy, in the sense he's going to get complacent, because that's not what this kid's about, and he can't afford to. He still has to win the job for the long term, meaning he still has to prove that he's the guy.
Well, and I think he alluded to his history, John. I mean, he started at a junior college, went to Troy, went to East Carolina, went to Washington State, now is here. And so here's the first time he's in one place in back-to-back years, but he has a brand new offensive coordinator. I think that just makes it easier for him to stay in that mindset that he has. Look, if he was 6'4", he wouldn't have been a sixth-round pick. He has all of the intangibles you could possibly want, and he has the bravado and flair that you'd like from the quarterback position. For him, it's always going to be about this. Can I prove that I have the arm strong enough to be an NFL quarterback? I'm anxious to see it, because as I watched him run around the field yesterday, I saw everything you'd want to see from a guy in terms of leadership, in terms of the way that he owned the offense. And as you were about to hear, you know, the offense is in its nascent stage. So I'm eager to see if he can overcome the objections that most people have for him and become the guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all can attest that we already see the difference just on day one with Gardner Minshew, knowing that he is the guy, at least for this year, still has to prove it in the long term. So let's get to big things, shall we? Big thing one is diapers. It is not a secret. Right now, it is basically football and underwear. You're back to basics. You're conditioning. You're learning formations. Pads do not go on until next week. That means for new offensive coordinator Jay Gruden, right now it's just the meat and potatoes of the offense.
We're still in diapers right now. You know, we got a long way to go, but I'm excited about the guys. First of all, you got to have guys that are willing to learn and willing to work, and I feel like the mentality of this football team, Coach Marone does a great job of setting the tone for this team, and these guys have come in, and they don't act like they know it all or had done that, blah, blah, blah. They're willing to learn and do things the way we want to do things now.
Big thing, too, is distractions. Football, as we know, is a game of routine. Right now, this new look of football is far from a routine. However, just like if something was happening at home or contract negotiations with the front office, the general manager, Dave Caldwell, wants these guys to focus on football when they're on the field, not all the COVID-19 precautions.
Football is a game where you have to be able to handle distractions, and every team goes through distractions, and part of our job is try to limit those distractions for our players. And, you know, what the protocols that we put in place, you know, Cassie, our ICO, and Scott Trulak have done a tremendous job to try to eliminate those distractions from our players so they could just come in and focus on football and doing their job. You know, ultimately, you still have to have the ability to compete and talent, and guys have to produce and complete the fundamentals and execute properly.
And finally, big thing three is depth, something you really wouldn't think you'd be talking about right now, but the Jaguars are down five defensive linemen that they were somewhat expecting to have. Free agent Al Woods opts out because of COVID, two defensive linemen on IR, one on the COVID reserve list. And then, of course, this is the iffy one that you probably weren't expecting to have right now, is Yannick Ngakoue. Doug Marrone would be lying if he wasn't a teeny bit concerned about this.
I mean, that would be, that'd be ridiculous, you know, be a lack of awareness. So I think that, yes, you know, it was a concern. I think that, you know, we're fortunate. I feel fortunate. I think, you know, even some of the players that we picked up late, have really looked good, you know, out there. I think, you know, and again, we're not doing anything, you know, football-wise. You know, we don't have pads on, but, you know, we're, you know, the guys we brought in and the guys we're bringing in. Obviously, Carl Davis is a guy that we've have experience with, and we're bringing in, you know, guys that we feel, you know, have a chance.
Alrighty, and those are our big things, lots of storylines, lots going on now that the players are finally back on the field. And guys, I know we were all excited to finally be watching football in person, but Brian, leaving practice yesterday, I was thinking, okay, what did I learn today? I was like, all right, Laviska Shenault, he's much bigger than I thought. Devon Hamilton, big guy, definitely seems like he's going to have an impact. Other than that, and we mentioned Gardner Minshew's immediate impact, it's hard to really learn something or tell anything right now without the pads on, right, Brian?
Right, and those go on next week, so we'll start to learn more. Let me address the depth issue. Today is the 13th of August, and the regular season opens on the 13th of September. We have a month. We're going to see guys go through different stages of where they're healthy, where they're strong, where they're here, where they're not. We got a month. So I'm not worried about depth at this point. Maybe quality depth, right? We're talking about the quality of your starters. But in terms of depth, I don't think it's an issue a month out. And there's no preseason games, so it's not like we're going to see the normal attrition of an August that is something we've become used to over, you know, John, 26 years.
Yeah, don't forget, this is still OTA week. So just think about how tedious. And by the end of OTAs, we're all thinking, how much are they really getting out of this because there's no pads on? This week is OTA. Next week is when training camp starts. So I didn't expect to see that much yesterday when we were out there. One thing I did notice, and one thing I think we'll all be watching, Josh Oliver, they've all talked about the second-year tight end. They've all talked, meaning Dave Caldwell, Doug Marrone, all of his coaches, about the potential of this guy. He looks like a guy to me that has that future star quality, got to stay on the field. But beyond that, again, I don't think we all noticed that much until Monday.
Well, let me stay on the tight end position for just a moment there, because one thing that's noticeable is just how they've improved that position. You see Josh Oliver, who looks bigger and stronger, as Doug Marrone said the other day he would. And then you see Tyler Eifert out there, who is a big, good-looking athlete, something they haven't had at the position here since Mercedes Lewis. And look at Tyler Davis, who's out there, and Charles Johnson. They've got a lot of different guys at the tight end position that they can use. Last year, they got almost no production. That's not likely to be the case this year.
Yeah, and very nice to finally put almost a face to a name when you see all those new free agents and draft picks on the field. So definitely accomplishing that this week before the pads go on for the true start of training camp next week. Those are our big things. When we come back, all kinds of news around the league with the possible cancellation of college football. We had the top tweets next on Jaguars Drive Time.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters, Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Dreamfinders Homes has a simple commitment to their home buyers. Deliver unsurpassed quality, uncompromising value, and an extraordinary level of customization you simply won't find with other home builders. With over 35 communities to choose from, you'll find a location you love and the home of your dreams. Dreamfinders has townhomes, single-family homes, and custom estate homes starting from the mid-100s, and a wide selection of move-in ready homes. Quality, value, customization, that's the Dreamfinders difference. Call 904-738-0165 or online at dreamfindershomes.com. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prices subject to change without notice. Equal housing opportunity.
Pinpoint, the official signage partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, helps business decision makers like you maximize the impact of their brand. Your company's identification, advertising, and even the words you use make an impression on your clients. With Pinpoint as your coach, you can make sure it's a good impression. Pinpoint provides the creative design and production services for anything you need to enhance your brand, from custom signage to complete marketing solutions. Step up your game with Pinpoint and create the ultimate brand experience for your clients. Visit experiencepinpoint.com.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe is open for business and ready to serve you. They're open for carryout, delivery, online ordering, and drive-through service. Tropical Smoothie appreciates your continued support.
Top tweets. Top tweets. Top tweets.
Top tweets.
Alrighty, we're back. Jaguars Drive Time on a Thursday morning with all kinds of news around the league, especially now with all the news regarding college football. As we hit top tweets, NFL Network's Tom Pelissero tweeting out, since COVID has started, clubs have not been allowed to bring in free agents to work out. You really haven't gotten a chance to see any of them. Reportedly, the Jaguars are already bringing in a few defensive tackles. You saw the Cowboys signing Everson Griffin last night because of this. So guys, let's go with Brian first. How do you think this impacts the Jaguars going forward? We mentioned that depth, somewhat of an issue on defensive line. Is that solved now because of this?
Well, it gives you the opportunity to bring more guys into practice. As John mentioned, training camp really starts next week. They'll go to pads and you'll want bodies. So if you've got a number of guys who are out because of various injuries or if they're on the COVID reserve list, you're going to need the opportunity to bring guys in to replace them just so you can go through practice. And keep in mind, with no preseason games, practice for the next month is going to be a bit of a grind for these guys because there's no game to look forward to. There's no rest day, sort of, so to speak, where guys are going to play maybe a series or two and have an extra day off. So the ability to bring more players in is going to be critical. The other side of that is there are 16 practice squad spots this year. So you want to get a good look at as many players as you can so that you can build a practice squad of 16 players that you can count on should you have any issues.
Yeah, I kind of laughed when you said that, Brian, because the no preseason games for the players is going to be a big be careful what you wish for, because all of a sudden, you're exactly right. Without those preseason games, all of a sudden those weeks are going to get really, really long and it's going to be a month of practice. So anyway, I get why they took them away, but that's the thing. So I don't think that the fact that you can bring guys in solves the Jaguars' depth problem. It's still going to be an issue because they've lost too many tackles, but it does give them bodies.
All right, let's go to our next top tweet. Daniel Jeremiah at Move the Sticks talking about the importance now of the scouting combine. If to say, let's say college football as a whole is nixed, scouting combine could be the first chance that NFL teams get a look at these college athletes. Who knows if there will be a Senior Bowl at this point. John, I know you can attest to it because you're there with me. It's always an important event, but can you imagine how amplified it'll be if there is no college football?
Yeah, probably too amplified. Teams will still have the junior tape. Don't forget, the teams have known about players. They've studied these guys. It will probably overemphasize the combine, and there'll be some sorting out going forward about guys who can really play on the field or not.
Yeah, but that won't stop them from making a bigger show of it. You know what this thing has become, and now with no college football, it'll be prime time from Las Vegas or Los Angeles. It will be a huge production for the NFL, and it's something they do well.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fireworks can be expected, that's for sure. All right, finally, let's go to Jeff Darlington to wrap up top tweets. A funny scenario here that possibly could kind of be a good idea. Obviously, The Rock has bought the XFL. If a canceled college football season, this could create the biggest vacuum for an NFL farm league team we have ever seen. You create a 6 to 8 game season, you have scouts come watch, a chance to come watch college football players. I read it at first and I was like, "Nah, that's dramatic." But the more I think about it, not a half bad idea, guys.
Finding a spot in the marketplace. It makes sense. I mean, there's going to be an absence of college football on Saturdays. And so, I mean, why not? There's nothing that's going to prevent them, the XFL people, from putting something on TV. Nothing. They'll find somebody, some cable channel that will put it there. It would be a big lift right now, but why not try?
I think with all sports, they're talking about college football in the spring. I think with all sports, you're going to have to, for a year or so, get used to, wow, that's on now. Wow, that's going on. I think that's what it is.
Yep, absolutely. Live sports right now is a good thing. The more the merrier. When we come back on Jaguars Drive Time, we hit the Ozone Mailbag next.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters: Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
DreamFinders Homes has a simple commitment to their home buyers: deliver unsurpassed quality, uncompromising value, and an extraordinary level of customization you simply won't find with other home builders. With over 35 communities to choose from, you'll find a location you love and the home of your dreams. DreamFinders has townhomes, single-family homes, and custom estate homes starting from the mid-100s, and a wide selection of move-in ready homes. Quality, value, customization, that's the DreamFinders difference. Call 904-738-0165 or online at dreamfindershomes.com. DreamFinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prices subject to change without notice. Equal housing opportunity.
At Vistar, we believe in better. And that means treating people better with friendly, personal service that's kept our members happy since 1952. A smile and personal greeting when you enter the branch, an online or phone chat for those quick questions, and a call center that's open every day. If you believe that great service is better, join Vistar. We never forget that it's your money. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
Bono's Pit Barbecue is showing support for frontline heroes by creating a Feed the Frontline campaign. Help support our local doctors, nurses, and hospital workers by donating meals to honor their brave and dedicated efforts during this difficult time. Call 904-332-7427 to donate today.
The Ozone.
Alrighty, back with Jaguars Drive Time. You know that music means that we are hitting the Ozone mailbag, going all the way to New Jersey for this first one from Daniel. It made me laugh because we used to call someone else the same. Oh man. He who shall not be named has recently changed agents. Do you think that's a positive sign on the chances he will return? Not going to lie, the idea of him returning is exciting to me.
Yeah, you know, there's so many people that we're not naming that I'm not even sure who he's talking about. So, on a serious note, it's obviously Yannick Ngakoue. You know, I don't really have a feel for how much this will help. Changing his representation, because we don't know why he's doing it. Is he frustrated that he's not getting more money? Obviously, that's part of it. I don't know what he's blaming. I don't know his mindset because we haven't talked to Yannick. I guess my only thought is the dynamic has been so stale between the team and Yannick, meaning nothing has happened, that any movement somewhere, any change in the equation can't be a bad sign for him possibly coming back. But I wouldn't necessarily be doing cartwheels if I'm a Jags fan saying, hey, this guarantees it, Brian.
Well, no, we're just guessing. I mean, does he think that the agent that he had, Ari Nissim, didn't do a good enough job in terms of getting him a deal before this Or maybe he should have accepted the last deal and Isom should have told him that. We're just guessing. It's all theoretical at this point.
Sure.
The only thing I will say is that it would seem that he's trying to get something done, because you look at Jadeveon Clowney, who's still sitting out there. He probably doesn't want to come in and play on the franchise tag. He wants the guaranteed money. And so,
yes, this would be Yannick Ngakoue's third NFL agent. And I thought it was interesting, Dave Cobble mentioned in this press conference, saying Yannick Ngakoue isn't doing anything wrong. His deal is up. He's arguing for a new deal. No hard feelings. Obviously, we'd like to have him here. So stay tuned to see what happens next with that one. Let's go to St. Louis to Tony. Are you sure the Jags are making defending the run a top priority? The players they have lost and the players they have replaced them with don't support that narrative. There are some good run defenders on the market, and the Jags are signing nobodies, John.
Well, Tony's astute scouting acumen notwithstanding, they have gone out and tried to replace what they lost. They're also in a situation, Al Woods just opted out last week. You're trying to go out and get the best possible replacement. You're also dealing with the fact that there may be veterans out there. If they haven't signed yet, they may be waiting for what they perceive as a better opportunity, meaning more of what they perceive as a contender. I think Jaguars are going to be fine this year, but the perception is that this team's not very good. So that could be an obstacle as well. I'm with Brian said earlier. I don't panic about the depth of defensive tackle yet because they're so far away from the season. But I also think there's a reality of this season that this is the kind of thing, a defensive tackle, that all teams are going to be dealing with, trying to figure out how to get guys in with more attrition than normal.
Well, and I get why people look at just the defensive tackle position and say, you've got to get better there to stop the run. It's obvious, you've got to be big up front. They signed big guys. You know, they drafted Devon Hamilton. They'll get Rodney Gunter back at some point. You know, the linebacker, Joe Schobert, that they brought in from Cleveland is a key part of what they expect to do in terms of their run defense. Don't look at it as nobody. Look at it as big guys who can run. Look at what they do, not what the name on the back of their jersey says. People fall in love with, why aren't you signing this big name player? They're signing players that they think can fit their system.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention can fit their salary cap as well. Still lots of time to figure all of that out a month away from the regular season. As we come back on Jaguars Drive Time with some clothing thoughts right before Doug Marrone's 9 o'clock press conference.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters. Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hey Jacksonville, this is Joe Adib from Bono's. I just want to let you know that we have now reopened all of our dining rooms. We appreciate all the love that you have showed us during this crisis. For over 71 years, we have been here for you through good times and bad. Our award-winning barbecue and our unbelievable staff look forward to seeing you soon. Be safe.
Dreamfinders Homes has a simple commitment to their home buyers. Deliver unsurpassed quality, uncompromising value, and an extraordinary level of customization you simply won't find with other home builders. With over 35 communities to choose from, you'll find a location you love and the home of your dreams. Dreamfinders has townhomes, single-family homes, and custom estate homes starting from the mid-100s, and a wide selection of move-in ready homes. Quality, value, customization, that's the Dreamfinders difference. Call 904-738-0165 or online at dreamfindershomes.com. Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Prices subject to change without notice. Equal housing opportunity.
Alrighty, back on Jaguars Drive Time on a Thursday morning for a few short minutes before we get ready for head coach Doug Marrone to meet the media at 9 o'clock. before another practice. You can stay tuned to Jaguars.com for more of John's writing. And next week, we will be back on Jaguars Drive. Try this again, Sean. We'll be back on Jaguars Drive Time talking about practice in pads. Stay tuned on Twitter. 9 o'clock, head coach Doug Marrone. We will see you then.